It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hey, you want to go to the Halloween Hullabaloo Sunday night? Show our center down in Kent.
You remember.
And have your chance to win tickets all of this week. The code word is warning. Warning. Text warning to 206-803-ROCK. Your chance to join us on Sunday night. If not, head to KISW.com. Limited tickets are left.
So
just know that. That way, you can't say we didn't tell you. Because it looks like it's going to be a sold-out show. Little Halloween party on Sunday night with Godsmack and Hailstorm. Again, the word is warning. Text that to 206-803-ROCK. All right, do we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got me.
Ah, birthday time. Bitches, it's our daughter, Eleanor Ellie's first trip around the sun. Can we get a scream from the Who, followed by a fart montage, a little kid face sandwich, and you guys talking all over yourselves about the terrible twos on the horizon? Thanks, guys. That from Rob and from Jessica. No.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. Don't worry about the terrible twos. It is the threes that are going to drive you crazy. You can look at the terrible twos like they weren't so terrible.
No,
you can say, what in the freaking hell?
No, Daddy.
Because that's just the way it plays.
No, Daddy.
And then about six, they start to mellow.
No, Daddy. No. Guys, my son Jonathan hit 6 years old today. His mom doesn't like him to say Ola Bachola. So he would very much love it if you guys would say Ola Bachola Jonathan. And have Coach Ted hyping him up, learning the sounds of the alphabet from his dad, Tacoma Joe.
Ola Bachola Jonathan.
Ola Bachola Jonathan.
Ola Bachola Jonathan.
Son, Coach isn't going to lie to you, all right? You got to learn how to sound out stuff. It can be a little tough. Coach struggled with it itself, but you know. I don't know, man. I haven't sounded out sounds in a while. But, you know, just letters go together. S and H.
You hear that one a lot.
Cha. Good luck, little buddy.
Cha.
Hey, don't come to Coach for English advice.
All the brothers, today's another trip around the sun, the last of my 40s. So, can I get the crazy clown and the dirty Germans talking about planting bulbs for spring color? That from your loyal listener since the buzz days, Pangea Joe.
Who's the crazy clown?
I don't know.
Fingers?
That would be Nipples.
Oh.
Nipples the clown. I'm available for children's birthday parties. And don't worry, when you see me, you know how I got my name.
Yeah, I've spent some time with that Nipples the clown. He is much fun.
Yes, you know, in Germany we play a little game called Put Your Bulbs Inside the Ground. You could figure out what the bulbs are and what the ground is.
Which, what a beautiful name for a game.
Yeah. See, I'll come hither. Let me put my bulbs in the ground.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. Let's get a contestant on the line for your guess is as good as mine now at 206-803-ROCK. Couple of extra emails. This one says, guys, We have your salsa at work.
Yay!
Guys, my name is Liz, and I wanted to share my work is now serving Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa. Love you guys. And Ted, if you're into single moms, I'm 30 and interested. LOL, love the show. You guys are amazing.
There we go.
Yeah. Rock LOL. On from the Picard Technical Center in Mount Vernon, Washington. That from Liz Veronica Luna.
Liz, what store?
It is the Picard Technical Center. Huh? So I don't know if that's a cafeteria, because that looks like industrial size...
salsas.
Those are big-ass salsas. Okay, as far as the beer is concerned. Oh, thank you for continuing to send these pictures and emails where you find the beer, by the way. That's how we can spread the word to you. Guys, your beer is in singles at Rosario Market in Anacortes.
Nice.
There you go, guys.
God, I love that market, man.
That from Kyle. Yeah, they got, you know what, that's pretty cool, too. You can just get a can for, you know, a couple cans, whatever you need.
I like that, man. Just, I don't need a six-pack.
What else we got? Olivicholos found your guys' beer at the Fred Meyer off of Lakeway in Bellingham, Washington. Got myself two sixers. Have a good day, guys, from your loyal listener, CJ, in Bellingham. Golly. Found it at Blazing Onion in Smoky Point. You can get it in 22-ounce cans.
Nice. Nice.
Come on, bitches. That from Dale.
I haven't had a big one yet.
And we got one more related to beer or alcohol anyway. It says, gentlemen, I'm not much of a drinker, but I'm currently in China meeting my wife's family and friends. And I tried some local rice liquor. Two shots later, and after a couple hours, I'm feeling like I have a hangover. I enclosed a pic of the bottle for fun. I don't imagine this stuff is available in the States. I'll catch you on the podcast in a week or so when I get home. I'm off to bed, guys. I feel like crap. That's from Barry. Apparently, had one too many over there. Just one too many. One too many.
And, I mean, look, it happens to the best of us.
I know, it's always that last drink.
Is that, I mean, I guess, is it like Chinese whiskey? Is that the idea?
I honestly don't know. I've drank
Japanese whiskey.
Like sake. I've drank Japanese whiskey. I've had soju from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had, like, quote unquote, a Chinese liquor.
I don't think I have. If I have, I didn't know it.
Yep.
That's the best way to put it.
All right, time for a little Your Guess is as Good as Mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who is ready to play Your Guess is as Good as Mine?
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up?
Hola. Christian, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. Our categories today, we have the best airlines here in the United States of America. They compared the 9 largest U.S. airlines and 1 regional carrier across 13 metrics: cost, delays, cancellations, injuries, entertainment options, and legroom. So basically, if you pick that category, you're only going to have to get 9 out of the 10. You can try to guess the regional character or a carrier at the end if you want, but I mean, that's kind of hard to do. And then we have the 10 coolest cities in the U.S. and Canada. They say there are 8 ways to measure if a city is cool and has a little urban hipness. The metrics are based on arts and cultural scene, lifestyles, recreation, dining and nightlife, trendiness, and media coverage. So, do you want to go with the coolest cities in the U.S. and Canada? 1 is from Canada, 9 are from the United States, or the best airlines in America?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've lived in Seattle all my life. I'd like to try living somewhere else, so maybe I want to hear about some cool cities today.
Okay, coolest cities it is.
Cool cities.
All right, Christian, you know the game is played. There are 10 of the hippest, coolest cities on the North American continent. Your clue is only 1 is in Canada. Everything else is here in the United States.
All right, well, I'm going to try for the easy one and go for New York City.
That's number 1. That's how you play the game. Yeah, they say it's got all the stuff.
Problem is New York is so big with so many people.
It's got everything.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's why it's cool.
They don't have a good football team.
According to yesterday, they do.
Well, maybe every once in
a moment.
Yeah, they got a moment.
Yeah, too soon.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Austin, a big up-and-coming one.
Austin, not on the list.
Wow. I'm actually really surprised by that.
To be honest with you, I would go bigger cities on this one. Sort of. For the most
bigger. Bigger. Then let's go L.A.
Los Angeles is number 3, Christian. The 3rd coolest city in America. whatever. They're beaches, I guess. I mean.
But is it more traditional?
What do you mean?
Like, when you go to Austin, like, I think that's a very cool city. A lot of cool people. The vibes are high.
But it's like modern cool.
But no, I'm just saying, I also feel like people are like, I got to go to New York City. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And then L.A. is number two.
L.A. is three
on the list. But, all right, I'm just saying second.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, I mean, I would think Vegas would be on there.
Chicago, D.C.
Yeah, let's go Chicago.
Number seven. Chicago, the seventh coolest city in North America.
I like Chicago. I don't know if it's cool, but I like it.
Yeah.
It is that.
Let that San Francisco to the list.
Number four.
Yeah.
That's how we play the game.
It should be cool for as much as it costs.
You want to try for Canada?
Oh.
Man, I would think really it's Vancouver.
See, I would think Montreal.
Really want to see Vancouver, BC. I'm going to go Vancouver.
Don't listen to me.
I only eat Montreal because everybody from any walk, like, doesn't matter what color you are or what, whatever. Everybody I know that goes to Montreal loves it.
And Quebec City for that.
Neither Montreal or Toronto, but I'm going to hold that one for a second. Let's go to Miami.
Miami. Not a bad guess. That's your third strike.
Yeah.
No Miami?
No Miami.
Damn. All right. I'm going to guess D.C.
D.C.'s number two.
All right.
As far as the coolest cities in the United States.
Oh, wow.
Because, look, if you're not from D.C. and all of those things are free to you.
Yeah.
And great food. But if you live there, you're kind of like, it is what you live anyway.
Also, right? Arts and culture. So when you think of all the museums, history, all that stuff.
How about Toronto, Miles?
Toronto is number six.
All right.
That's our Canadian representative there.
I do like Toronto.
But, you know, when you look at the world-class, quote-unquote, cities, typically there's only one that shows up on the North American continent, and that's Vancouver.
Vancouver, yeah.
So I don't know what they're... And Victoria's cool, too, but either way.
But I don't think Vancouver's big enough to me to be, like, a major world city.
It is. Oh, yeah. I mean, it is considered, yeah, it absolutely is. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
It's
huge.
Like, Stanley Park is bigger than...
Central Park
in New York.
But it's...
What about population?
I would have to think
like
it's
3 million?
Maybe the second biggest outside of Toronto?
I think it's the second biggest to Toronto, yeah.
Yep.
Dare
San
I say
Diego.
Seattle
will be on there.
Seattle's number eight.
Yeah.
All right. 10 coolest cities in the United States and Canada. So far, Seattle, Chicago, Toronto, San Francisco, L.A., D.C., and New York City.
What's one that you just said there, Steve?
There are three left.
I said San Diego. You guys want to roll with that or not? I don't know if it's considered like cool, but I like San Diego.
It's cool.
Right?
I mean, everybody likes San Diego.
All right, San Diego. Son of a...
No, I like San Diego.
We're not
How about
cool.
Nashville?
Nashville.
Damn!
All right.
Any places in Florida, Miles?
No. No, not a one.
Florida.
Can we go back to the Northeast?
It wouldn't matter because they won't be there next weekend.
Yeah, no kidding.
What about
Miles,
Boston?
Boston.
Number nine. All right.
Thank you, Doug.
There is.
I just stole your thunder. Yeah. That's all that was.
There's one. Like, there's one East Coast city left. There's one West Coast city left.
Philadelphia
is number 10 as far as being the coolest city in the U.S. or one of them.
One more. Portland,
Oregon.
Dang. They beat us.
They beat us by three spots.
God,
yes.
Got it. Boo.
Well,
that doesn't sit well with me.
We were talking about this earlier. We know people who live there and love it, and people who live there and go
and
like,
absolutely hate it. Yeah.
After you do the things that there are to do, there's nothing else to do.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, that was. We know somebody who lives there. I'm like, well, how do you like it? And they're like, man, honestly, I hate it. They've been there for like 6 years. Like, for real? Like, why? And they said, look,
because they used to be here.
Well, they used to be here, but they do make the point. They go like, look, Portland and Seattle have a lot of similarities, but one thing that Seattle has. In droves that Portland basically has none of, industry.
Oh, sure.
Right? So, but that ends up paying for so many other little things that we get to take advantage of. It's like in Portland, man, there's just nothing.
Not unless you're like a strip club guy.
Sure.
But I mean, after a while, you're like, okay, whatever.
Okay.
I will say, I always say this about strip clubs, right? Like, I do think when you're in cities like Portland or Atlanta or Dallas, where it's much more of a culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people will go there to watch sports as well.
Right.
You know what I mean? As opposed to just in Seattle, where it's like, all right, let's go stare at her boobs before she asks us for a dance because we can't have a drink.
So strip clubs in those cities are more like Rainforest Cafe. Look, yeah. I'm here for the food, but then on the side, there's this thing that can distract me for a couple of minutes.
Like a gorilla popping out of the wall.
Right, but instead, it's a pair of boobs.
Hey, I mean, I've watched college football in the A-crop. And then I've been thrown out of a strip club in Seattle for being like, will you please put on college football?
Oh, because they threw you out?
For that?
Yeah.
Hey, man, stare at the girls on the screen.
They have a TV in there.
Correct. It's 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
It was like, you know that was not my idea. Somebody we used to work
with. Oh, I can guess who it is.
Right. And it was Ohio State, Texas. I remember to this day. So you know me. I'm like, there's one goddamn goal today. It's to watch that game.
Is this the same guy that offered to take Miles golfing?
Yep.
And then
yep.
you get there and you find out that he had stolen the golf cart and you couldn't play the first hole.
No, he had to be chased around.
We're talking about World City. But all I was saying about Vancouver is, like, to me, when you think of worldwide cities, yeah. right, there's only a few of them. There's Paris, right?
London, Hong Kong.
Tokyo, right? London, Hong Kong. And then to me, there's like New York City. Maybe San Fran here, like Mexico City.
Sure.
Sydney, you know? Probably.
Right. So, like, I love Vancouver. I just don't think it gets that same kind of spotlight as, like, those, like,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
The established world-class cities. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, there's only so many of them.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
In a couple of minutes, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hogg and some of the stories headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. The Canadian Medical Association Journal has a documented case of a 65-year-old woman right here in 2024 afflicted with scurvy.
Oh,
what?
Jesus.
I've heard of that. I just don't know technically what it means.
It's when your body is vitamin C deficient. So you would hear about like a lot of the old British sailors and stuff. And you couldn't keep fruit on the boat, obviously, for very long.
You manifest this by your diet, or this just happens to you?
I don't know exactly, but it's vitamin C deficiency, which these days in North America is just odd because it's not like you can't get vitamin C.
Right. That's why it was like a put down the English people, you called them a limey Limes. Brit. Because they had to suck on limes on the boats over here so they wouldn't get scurvy.
It shouldn't be happening in 2024.
Yeah, she must have a very unique diet.
When I joke around about Scurvy Awareness Month, like, we just came up with that one day on the river, like, partying and eating oranges.
Because in your mind, no one's going to be offended.
No, right. Nobody should have scurvy.
It's like making a black plague joke.
Much
like,
less.
Like, I'm sorry, your mom died of black plague.
Right.
No, they didn't.
And much less a 65-year-old woman.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Maybe it laid dormant.
Dormant scurvy.
That's a band name.
Dormant scurvy.
We're just waiting. Tomorrow she's not going to eat an orange, we know.
That's where we're getting her ass.
We're going to make her teeth fall out. Researchers have revealed that upwards of 54 million Americans may possibly have been misdiagnosed with high blood pressure because of their arm position during the test. Something as small as just the position of your arm could actually taint the test, as it were.
How should we hold our arm? Typically, it's 90 degrees, right? You know what I mean? Like, if your elbow was resting.
Or a gentle 45.
You know. Yeah, I guess.
I always get mine done a couple times.
Yeah.
Just so I get nervous. It's like already be high. So then it's high. And then after I talk to the doctor, I go, can you take it again? And then it'll come down.
There you go.
My blood pressure's always like a healthy low, they say. And one of the last times I got my blood pressure checked, I just mentioned this to the doctor because he's going through the chart. And he's like, man, you're pretty good on the blood pressure. I'm like, yeah, I don't know why. I just, you know, lucked out. So he takes my blood pressure and he goes, this morning it seems a little higher than normal. I said, I can explain that. I did a lot of coke last night. That's the truth. And he's like, okay, that explains it. I said, honest to God, man, that's... I was like, seriously, dude, I did a ton of blow. I can tell it's still in my system, you know what I mean? So when you're doing, I'm just saying, don't be alarmed. If I come back tomorrow, it'll be a lot.
It'll be fine.
Oh yeah, because I'm sitting there just calm, and he's like, "This is unusual." I'm like,
"Yeah." Was it high or higher for you?
High for me, but I'm like, "Yeah, it's cocaine, man." Honest to God, he just okay. I didn't want him to start worrying about all these other different things. Like you're going to misdiagnose.
I mean, like telling you not to smoke, not to drink so much, not to.
I mean, he just gave me that knowing look, but he appreciated me telling him. Because it just didn't add up to everything else on the chart.
Right. Confidentiality helps doctors to get to the actual root of the problem without you getting into a whole lot of trouble.
That was my position. Like, look, I'm going to tell you this, and if you say that doesn't explain it, then we got different things. Right. But he's like, okay, yes.
I do got a checkup coming on the end of the month. I got to
do some coke the night before.
Yeah. Knock that out, Mike.
I mean, last time I got, I went to the doctor. I had my blood pressure was great, but I was also like in the middle of getting ready for a wedding. So,
oh right,
I was working out every day. My diet was impeccable. I had lost like 30 pounds.
Is that the healthiest time of everyone's life?
Yes.
Like the couple of weeks or months leading up to a wedding, if it's your wedding.
Yeah, my wife and I talk about it all the time. Like, doggone it, we look great at our wedding. If anything, we were on point for the wedding. Researchers are making progress toward an understanding of our circadian rhythms, a better understanding, rather, of our circadian rhythms, and a possible treatment of related ailments such as jet lag, sleep disorders, and even some types of cancers.
Well, the cancer thing's great. Jet lag, I just feel like, well, we know why we're jet lagged.
Right. But they're talking about how there could actually be like the tail of a protein.
Okay.
You know, and I glossed over it, but it's a little bit over my head because it's, you know, science. But no, it was talking about actually checking out the circadian rhythm, and there was something there that they could isolate that protein and do something with it to eventually make a treatment for jet lag.
That would actually, it would be huge, not just for a flight, but when we went on our cruise a couple of years ago, we're in Europe, and my wife was completely upside down on time.
Yeah.
I did okay. She did not, and by the time she adjusted to European time, we were back in the States. Right, and she's all messed up again. And Miles, like, you're going to freaking Africa.
Right.
I mean, you're not even remotely in our time zone. Like, that would be, you're going to be jet lagged.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be wiped out.
Yeah.
That's why the lion's going to have such an easy time chasing you down.
Jeez.
The weather's going to be completely topsy turvy.
I'm going to look like Indiana Jones. It's going to be weird. The whole thing's just weird.
You got to send pictures.
I'm covered in sand.
It'll be awesome, though.
Do it, man.
That's a once in a lifetime thing.
Hell yeah. Ted, what day is it, buddy?
Oh. I know this is set up, so not Monday.
Mike, is it National Bathtub Day?
It actually is National Bathtub Day.
What do you know?
You nailed it. Let's learn.
Nothing's from top 10. And nothing's from top 10.
10 or more things you didn't know about bathtubs. Here's a fun fact. Big Bill, that would be President William Howard Taft, tipped the scales at a girthy 350-plus pounds. So I guess you could say when he sat around the White House, he really sat around the White House. Hey-o. While he was president, the White House got a tub so big, a president couldn't get stuck in it. It was more than 7 feet long, 41 inches wide, and weighed 2,000 pounds. Four reasonably sized people could fit inside it, or one big fat commander-in-chief.
I told you, I went to grade school with a girl.
All right.
Right, this is outside of D.C., so I don't know the whole story, but somewhere along the way, her family got one of William Taft's wooden chairs.
How big was that? Like a love seat?
I mean, yeah, I was probably 320, 340 at the point, and then, like, it was luxurious. There's still room. It was a big man. But, you know, like, the standard wooden chair with, like, arms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've just never seen one where you'd have that much room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, he had to get a lot of things specially made.
That probably helped him be president.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, until then, like, bro, you're spending money.
Get me a bucket. A bigger one.
So these are a few things that you might not have known about bathtubs.
I bathe in a jacuzzi.
I need an Olympic-sized pool. Mike Tyson apparently spent a whole lot of money on a bathtub for his ex-wife. Any idea, ballpark, of how much that he could have possibly spent on a bathtub for his ex-wife?
Are we talking Robin Givens?
How long ago?
I do not know.
If it's Robin Givens and he was that young, spending the kind of money, I would say $12 million.
I'll say 100,000.
I'll cut the difference and say like $350,000.
$2 million on a bathtub for his ex-wife.
Is this like gold-plated or something?
Had to have been. Gold piping, probably.
I mean, do you want a gold-plated bathtub? Like, just buy me some gold. Just give me a gold
coin. I don't want to set my naked ass on heavy metals. This doesn't seem like a good idea.
No. Has anybody ever played games in the tub?
I mean, like, as a child?
Sure. Has anybody ever played Monopoly while in the bathtub?
Negative.
Correct. That's the right answer, Steve. But the longest Monopoly game played in a bathtub lasted 99 hours.
Did they put water in there? were they just sitting in it?
In a bathtub? They're just turning to raisins.
I count this money, but I can't.
Give me the doggone railroads.
Oh, there you go. Mike Tyson reportedly purchased a 24-karat gold bathtub for Robin Givens for $2.2 million. Bathtub was later sold to a billionaire for $1.2 million.
Great investment.
He lost money on it. Oh, no.
Jesus.
Let's see here. It says here it would take 17,000 McDonald's strawfuls of water to fill a standard bathtub.
Oh, I knew that.
I don't know why we're measuring. You know, it's kind of like that old that internet meme, anything but the metric system.
You know, this bathtub holds 17,000 McDonald's strawfuls of water.
Well, and Mike, we've talked about it before, right? Like, bathtubs are one of those things, like, it's fine if you're just showering or whatever, but, like, every once in a while, you stay in a hotel that has, like, a giant one.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm taking a bath.
I'm doing this. Because I don't fit in any of them.
Yeah.
Either my knees are out of the water.
Tall, yeah.
And not by much, but, like, you want to be submerged in the water.
Yeah.
And I can't.
I feel that problem most of the time.
Yeah, so when I see a big one, I'm like, I'm going to take a bath because I forgot what it's like to take a bath.
Whee!
And then I'm kind of like, this is overrated.
Concierge, bring me a rubber ducky.
Right away, sir.
I stayed in an old school hotel in Salt Lake City years ago. And it had a giant bathtub. So same thing. I got a couple beers, ran a bath.
Attaboy.
And then I angled the TV so I could watch like Pac-12 After Dark.
Damn right.
That's living.
A lap of luxury.
It was kind of nice, dude.
The few things that you didn't know about the bathtub. Italian luxury bathroom manufacturer Devon & Devon recently produced a gold-coated bathtub coated in 24-karat gold leaf and features brushed gold flora feet.
Why?
Price upon request.
If you get in your bathtub at home, in your new house,
yeah,
is it even remotely comfortable? Am I the only one that's just like, I'm not a big person?
No.
But there's just, I don't know. They just, I don't
There's
know
a reason why they sell those little bathtub mats that sink to the bottom so that it cushions your butt.
My knees
a bit
are up in my chest.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I feel like bathtubs are going the way of like airplane seats.
Your back suctions to the back of the tub.
Like people keep getting bigger, but you keep making these things smaller.
Yeah, you don't keep washing your dishes in the dirty dishwasher.
Right.
You know, it's like you just.
No, the bathtub's pretty well reserved for the dog.
Yeah, okay.
Right. You know what I mean?
Is that your wife's leg shaving spot as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, like my buddy, I have a friend that just purchased a new home. And like, I was looking at it Friday afternoon, and I was like, damn, that's a big tub.
Is it a big person?
Oh, yeah.
It is. But I mean, he didn't ask for it specifically.
But I know who you're talking about
but
now.
But I was just,
he'll be happy to.
That's why I was like, that tub's so big that like, you and I, either of us could actually take a bath of it.
And he's what, probably 6'6" at least?
God, he's tall.
I feel like he kind of towers over me. I'm very aware of his height when I talk.
He's just a large man,
He is.
Yeah, and he hates it when somebody's taller than him.
Oh, does he?
I know. That's like why I look up at him and go, oh, does that make you uncomfortable?
You feel intimidated?
Yeah.
And you have to yell that up for him to hear you. Does that bother you?
It's going
to
shock you, Ted.
Welcome to my house.
It's going to shock you, Ted, but Marilyn Monroe beat you on the luxury edition here of the bathtub. She reportedly bathed in champagne.
Oh, my God. Are you bathing at that point?
How many bottles of champagne do you think it takes to fill enough to bathe Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, man. 200.
60.
Miles, any guess?
We don't know how big the tub was.
Big enough for Marilyn Monroe.
100,000.
No, God, 350 bottles. You were close, Ted.
How much money do you have when you buy 350 bottles of champagne?
I mean, just the garbage that I buy is $20. So 350 times 20,
right?
It's at least $7,000.
God. I don't really have a huge desire. Like, I like beer. I don't have a desire to bathe in it.
No,
because you feel sticky.
Yeah.
You ever accidentally spill some of that on you? Or you spill it on the counter and you could tell where you spilled it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Put that all in your hair. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
But hey, you got that much money, I guess you could do stupid ass like that.
The standard bathtub, the average bathtub, holds approximately 200 liters of water, or 17,000 McDonald's straws.
Or 17,000.
Why are we still using this measurement?
Do you think you use as much water to draw a bath as you do to take a shower?
No.
I've heard you use more in the shower.
You'd have to use more in the shower.
Because it's just constantly running.
I disagree with that, though, because I'm a weirdo, and sometimes I like to, plug the drain of the tub.
As you're taking a shower.
Taking a shower, and it is not even close.
No. Yeah.
I'm maybe mid-shin.
Okay.
Maybe.
Mid-shin.
I'm kind of a mid-shin shower guy. You know what I'm talking about. High five.
You know, a little foot bath there. It's good. On the Titanic, more than 700 third-class passengers had to share only two bathtubs.
What?
700 people for two bathtubs.
What did Spirit create Titanic back in the day?
And they paid thousands for the privilege.
God.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Exactly. At the equator, water is more likely to go straight down the plug hole than rotate in any direction.
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Just because of gravitational, all that.
That turd just goes.
I just want to flush the toilet at the equator and see.
I like just, I bet it probably like a good swirl, though. You know what I mean? Like a glass of wine. But.
It would look weird to flush a toilet or watch it drain empty and it doesn't swirl at all.
Right?
Well, I mean, it sounds stupid, but we're in Alaska. First time I pooped up there. They're flushing toilet because it spins a little slower.
Oh.
That's all.
All right. All right.
And then you start thinking, come on, turd, go down.
I know. That makes me nervous.
Come on.
That slow one.
Come on, man. Yeah,
come on, man. Oh. Get down there.
And you still wait like a 3 Mississippi after it flushes to see if it comes back.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys know those weird laws that tend to be on the books in different states?
Sure.
We go down to our friends in Arizona where it is against the law for donkeys to sleep in bathtubs.
Why? Why is that illegal?
Let them do it.
Yeah, why do you get what made that means, a donkey sleeping in a bathtub illegal? What
that
happened?
Means Greg, you know, let his donkey sleep in a bathtub and it bothered some lawmaker enough that they were like, man, it's an epidemic out here. People letting their donkeys sleep in their bathtubs.
They're letting the donkeys sleep in their bathtubs.
I mean, you're right. You know, unfortunately, there's some rule for this.
I know it. You know it.
Right. Dude, that damn donkey in your bathtub again?
Bugging me. My dad's a senator.
It's his hee-haw bath. Bathtub gin received its name as the bottles were too tall to be topped up with water from the sink, so they'd be filled in the tub, and the gin was even sometimes distilled and fermented in the tub.
Huh. Oh, but I can't put my donkey in it.
That's where the name came from, yes.
You can put your liquor.
Right.
But you can't put a donkey in it.
There's something wrong.
And then
there was a lot of also bad stuff put in that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
you but were the really donkey was the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd get you there. And then this is your last little fun fact that you probably didn't know about bathtubs. The physics of displacement was discovered by Archimedes while he was soaking in a bathtub.
Really?
Yeah, so much like Newton, you know, found it with an apple falling on his head, Archimedes was like, cool, when I sit in the tub, it gets bigger.
Look at that, the water rises.
Look at that.
It's called a displacement.
I'm going to write this down.
A man in Utah landed in jail because he just couldn't keep his criticisms to himself. Miles?
What was his problem?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.